Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Years ago this summer, in 1992, the film A League of Their Own was a hit. And I don't mean that as an easy pun. The movie was an actual financial success and became a classic. It followed the story of all female professional baseball players in the 40s. It was made possible because so many of the men were at war. And it's really funny to read the reviews from that time, which can be sort of cringy when they tried not to be sexist. Like this one from Roger Ebert. Director Penny Marshall shows her women characters in a tug of war between new images and old values. And so her movie is about transition, about how it felt as a woman suddenly to have new roles and freedom. The movie has a real bittersweet charm. Fast forward 30 years and two adult producers who loved the film as kids got the blessing of the late Penny Marshall and are about to release into the world a reimagined version of the movie as a streaming series on Amazon Prime. Same time frame, same team, the Rockford Peaches, but with new and deeper dimensions to the lives of their characters. A League of Their Own mixes comedy and drama to investigate themes of friendship, love, self-esteem, authenticity, identity, chosen family, and baseball. It premieres on Amazon Prime on August 12th. Joining me now are executive producers Will Graham. You know his work on Mozart in the Jungle and as one of the founders of the Onion News Network. I'm so happy to have you here, Will.
I'm so happy to be here, and I want to thank you on behalf of both of us for calling us adult producers.
I worked for a while on that phrase.
It makes us feel seen, and we appreciate it.
And welcome back to Abby Jacobson, who, of course, is dear to every New Yorker's heart for her years on Broad City. I'm particularly fond of her voice work in Kaz Katie Mitchell in The Mitchells vs. the Machines, one of my favorite movies. This time around, Abby is an EP on A League of Their Own and stars in this series. Welcome back, Abby.
Thanks for having me back. And I did also sit up a little taller at that adult producer comment.
So you're going to say in your business cards now, adult producers.
And they're off to the printer right now. Yeah.
Abby, what about the original film did you know you absolutely wanted to keep? And what did you know you wanted to update?
Yeah, I love this movie and love it still. But as a kid, it was just one of those viewing experiences. I watched it so much as a kid. It was kind of like one of the four very worn VHS tapes I had. And what I love so much, I played a lot of sports as a kid. I was a little athlete, and just to see women playing like the grit of the athleticism and then the camaraderie of the team, the spirit and the joy and the energy that the Peaches had, and just that ensemble, I just felt so seen, and I wanted to be on the team, and I so many things. And so I think those rambles I just spewed out are definitely things we wanted to infuse into the show.
And what were some of the things that you thought, oh gosh, now I really have an opportunity here to update or expand upon?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as you said, this film was made 30 years ago in 1992 at a time where, you know, I can only imagine what it was like for Penny Marshall to make a big studio movie in 1992 and what stories were easier to tell and or were allowed to tell. And I think that we are making this, you know, we've been making this for a long time, but now we're in 2022 and the stories we're able to tell right now are way more expansive and inclusive. And I think that we didn't just want to tell the story of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which was an opportunity for white women and white passing women to play baseball professionally for the first time and only time in American history. We wanted to open it up to a full generation and tell the stories that the film wasn't able to tell. We have a lot more real estate and
And there so is, we'll, just, I think as soon as we started working together and looked at the real stories, there's so much. So, you know, in a sense, it became like how do we want to do, and more like, how do we bring people into this, you know, but all the parts of the show, you know, Shantae Adams' character, Max, who's black, is based on a whole generation of women, really. But there were three in particular, Toni Stone, Connie Morgan, and Mamie Johnson, who went on to play in the Negro Leagues. And people don't know that story. A lot of people don't know the story of the Negro Leagues. And then there are a lot of parts of the AAG PBL story that weren't included in the movie, probably because of the time, but there were players of Mexican descent. There was a very lively queer community, as we now know and everybody knows. There was a host of Cuban players, and there was just a lot to the story that either within the confines of a 2-hour movie or in 1992 they couldn't get into, and I think they were pretty aware of that.
So you guys, for people who don't know, you are friends and you've been working on this project for a while. Abby, what's something about the fact that your friends was really helpful in getting this made?
Yeah, I've known Will for a long time. This is the first time we've ever worked together. We have a mutual friend, Brooke Posh, who's Will's best friend and who produced Broad City with me from like every angle, who introduced us. And yeah, I think coming at it from this way, I mean, I think both of us, I'm sort of, this industry can be quite daunting and scary and overwhelming in a lot of ways that make me uncomfortable. And so doing work with friends is sort of like, gotta hold on to friends. And that, I don't know, I think that makes everything more fun and easier and more enriching to kind of have that. We already have sort of a back and forth, and it just makes everything feel a little bit more special from the get-go.
Yeah, I think also, I mean, it's different because Abby obviously made Broad City with Alana and they were like best friends and comedy partners from before that. We like knew each other and knew each other well enough that I think we both were probably like, well, this will be fun. Like, we'll enjoy working together, you know, which I think was a big thing for both of us. But also, I think part of what at that time that we started working together was really special was, you know, I'd sort of talked to Sony about the movie, and then the idea of taking this thing on is terrifying and people love it so much. And as soon as Abby and I started to talk about it, it kind of became fun and just became like throwing ideas back and forth, which is still what we're doing now, talking about season two. And I think that sort of teamness is a big part of why we made the show the way that we did, and a big part of the show too.
We're talking about A League of Their Own, which premieres on Amazon Prime on August 12th. I'm speaking with co-creators Will Graham and Abby Jacobson. So the series has this opportunity, we've talked about a little bit, to be realistic about race at the time, to be realistic about identity. I think it's really, something I think is important is that it really talks about how frightening it could be to be queer at this time, and quite literally dangerous, we'd see in a later episode. What were the conversations like with the writers and in the writers' room about creating this fuller picture? How far to go? What sort of themes you wanted to make sure were addressed? Abby, why don't you go first?
I think, you know, as Will said before, the more research we did about this time period, about what it was like to be a white woman in 1943, what it was like to be a black woman in 1943, what it was like to be queer in 1940, like all the different aspects, the more we, you know, the way Will said, you know, that's how we sort of, that's the way in which we moved into like what we wanted to share. Mm-hmm. And so it was always about presenting as much as we could what it was really like to be alive in all these different ways in 1943. And so I think it was just about presenting the realities of what it was like to be a queer person. And so that needed to include the dangers of being queer, the stakes, what could happen if you were discovered. And that for us as two queer people living right now, it was also extremely essential to show the joy of what it is like to be queer. And so I think those were the two things we always went into every episode with in terms of that.
So, well, the last time the three of us saw each other, something really amazing happened that went viral at the Tribeca Film Festival. I'm with Maybelle Blair, who played in the Peoria Red Wings. And Will, I'll let you explain to people what happened, because it was really sort of magical. People were crying after.
Yeah. So Maybelle, who played on the Red Wings in the AAG PBL, but also played on different teams throughout that time, started talking to us about 4 years ago and shared that after she had been talking to us for a little while, shared that she was queer. Abby and I shared that we were, and Maybelle was one of the very influential people in sort of helping to shape this part of the show's narrative and a lot of other parts of the narrative. At that time, she was so cautious and worried. And, you know, a few weeks ago when we had our first Tribeca premiere, I think it was unimaginable to us that what happened actually happened, but Maybelle decided to come out and did it in a room full of people where, you know, at 95 years old, kind of sharing for the first time who you really are with the world. And I think for us, we had watched her kind of carry that and had heard her stories. And I think it was just, it was honestly, I think for both of us, like one of the best moments that we've ever had. But it also, I think, was really scary for her. Like, she hadn't talked to some members of her family about it. She was really putting herself out there and in some ways taking on some of the narratives about the league that have always been out there that haven't included this part of the story, in part because of the movie. And it was incredible to see. Also, the fastest possible journey from coming out to becoming a queer icon that anyone
has ever had. I mean, this was in June, and we've seen Maybelle a lot since then. And I see such a big difference in the way that she carries herself. And it was one of the most incredible nights, I think, of my life to witness that. And then to just see her, she's just lighter.
Yeah. And she also, we went straight from that to San Francisco to do a showing at a queer film festival. And Maybelle was just like, I'm going to come. And suddenly it was like all these like 20-year-old kids just being like, I worship you. And she was like, whoa.
She got a lot of numbers.
Yeah. It was-
My guests are Abby Jacobson and Will Graham. We're talking about A League of Their Own, the new series on Amazon Prime. All right, so let's talk about your character a little bit. We talked about your producer life. Let's talk about your actor life in this, Abby. So where is Carson when we meet her? What's going on with her?
Yeah, we're thrown in with Carson. She's literally running to catch a train, one of the many homages to the film. And Carson's married, her husband is at war, and she is running away. She's running to Chicago to try out for this team. And we're catching her, I think, in this like whirlwind moment where she doesn't really know what she's doing. She's just like sort of following her instinct of going to try out for this baseball league that doesn't even feel like, is this even happening? And throughout this season, we follow her really going a sort of just following her gut, but her gut is sort of going against everything that she's built her life to be. And in doing that, you know, it's so much is about her love of baseball, and she's finally finding her team on the field and in turn exploring her sexuality for the first time. And I think that like breaking open really allows her to find her confidence. I'm telling the whole season arc. Is that?
I think we're reeling them in. We're reeling them in. Yeah.
Season two.
I'm gonna about to get into season two. She finds her confidence, and that's something I really like to explore, as I would say, on and off the field as well.
Let's listen to a clip from early on in the first episode. Carson's finally gotten to Chicago. She's lost. She's trying to figure her way. And she sees two women ball players, Joe, played by Melanie Field, and Greta, played by Darcy Carden. And they seem to be headed in the right direction. So she sort of is tagging along after them. And then they notice her. This is from A League of Their Own.
Hey. Hey, you. Are you following us?
No. I was just looking at this wall. It's sturdy. It's good. It's a good one.
No, you're clearly going to tryout. You can't follow us. We're not here to help the competition.
She doesn't look like that much competition.
I mean, I could be competition, I think.
Oh, yeah?
So let's go. We're late.
I'm so
Sorry. God, this is like being in a pinball machine.
I always wondered what it would be like to be one of those little balls. Boing, boing, boing.
How are you bad at walking? Or did they not invent that yet on whatever goat farm you're from?
Joe, will you take one of our bags? We gotta hoof it.
Are you kidding me?
Do it. Thank you.
Fine. Oh! What the hell is in here?
I was rushing and I couldn't decide what books to bring.
Books? We're not going to librarian trials.
No one has time to read in New York. There's too much to do.
So one of the things I loved about that is there's a rhythm to the language of this series. And I'm curious about what conversations were happening in the writer's room, because it reminds me of the 40s, sort of those 40s movies a little bit.
Yeah, I think part of the fun part, well, I mean, first of all, the tone of the show, I think, is something that we pulled from the movie, and that sort of feeling of joy and warmth and humor. And these are flawed characters. They're not perfect. They're not like better than we are, right? And we wanted to sort of enjoy the 40s-ness of it, but also we wanted to, in some ways, pull down the wall in what people think of as a period piece, where they think that they're watching something different with them. Actually, Penny Marshall, when we spoke to her, said, I wanted it when the girls were just hanging out with each other to kind of let people forget that it was a different time and just have it sound like they were friends. And so we sort of took that to the next step and just sort of wanted to bring a little bit of overlapping and a little bit of improvisation and just a sense of fun to every scene where they're together.
We had Darcy Carden on the show, and I did my best to get her to tell me about the series beforehand. Sweet talked, cajoled, but this is all she would give me. Let's listen.
I play Greta Gill. There's so little we're saying yet, but soon we will say more. We've been working on this for a couple years. It's very dear to all of our hearts. You're going to like really fall in love with this cast. The cast is absolutely incredible. Some people you know, some people you don't. And it felt like a really special project. I mean, as someone who loves the movie and someone who also loves baseball, I you know, have played softball since I was a kid, and to get to like pretend to be a professional baseball player was like a dream come true in a way that I almost couldn't even have pictured, you know?
Well, why was it important to keep things under wraps?
I think it's not so much that it was important to keep things under wraps as much as we kind of wanted to be able to save some of what the show was until it was a little closer to the time to watch it. And because in some ways you want people to be able to just see this thing and see what we're doing instead of constantly hear about it, because people are sensitive about reboots. And one things that we've said from the start is like, we don't really see this as a reboot of the film. We see it as a reimagining. We're not doing the same characters. We're not doing the same stories. We're really taking a wider lens. So I think our goal with all of that has really been, as much as we can, just to let the show speak for itself.
Abby, we have to wrap up. I know you all have a lot of stuff to do. What is one thing you'd love people to pay attention to? One little Easter egg, one moment in the film, something that maybe was hard to get and you were so excited you nailed it, or maybe something that was really fabulously easy, just or something you just love from the set.
I mean, I hope that I have this little Easter egg. I just hope people, maybe just the baseball. I hope people come away feeling invested in these players and in the sport and in the teams and in finding your team. And just that was something that we figured out, and it took us a sec to figure out the best way to like shoot the baseball and really capture it. And I felt really proud of the way we landed.
It's also, it is a story that takes place in a hard time that's unstable, where people don't know what the world's going to be like in 3 months, which I feel like we're also living in one of those times. And it's a story that's joyful and that is about finding the opportunity and the possibility in those moments. So I think that's part of why we wanted to make it and part of what we hope people take away.
I'll give their own premieres on August 12th. I've been speaking with its co-creators, Will Graham and Abby Jacobson. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.